What if kittens played the glockenspiel? And what if unicorns were real? What if you could fly or travel back in time? We welcome you to What If World. What if world? This is What If World.
Hey there, folks, and welcome back to What If World, the show where your questions and ideas inspire off-the-cuff stories. I'm Mr. Eric, your host, and today we are coming at you with a bunch of questions. The first of which is a write-in from a patron named David. David asks, what if Candy the Kid and his butterscotch boots were trapped on Mars by the Time Vortex? That explains a lot, probably. Then we've got a review question from Eric, who asks, what if What If World was connected to What Is World by a porcupine racetrack? Mind-blowing stuff, Eric. Now we've got four, yes, four other questions that are included in this story. I will save the text of those questions until the end, but I'll let you know that one was a call-in question from Jet. Another was a call-in question from Sarah. Another was a review question from Penny, age 6, and little brother Henry. And finally, there was an email question from Reed. Those will each play a small but important part of our story, and you'll find out what those questions are later. But until then, let's find out what if What If World was connected to What Is World with a porcupine racetrack? And what if Candy the Kid and his butterscotch boots were trapped on Mars by the Time Vortex? For years leading up to the events of the Time Vortex, Candy the Kid lived as an adventurer, an explorer, and most importantly, a helper. He was crafty, quick, and kind. But most of all, our cotton candy cowboy was curious. So he spent his days traveling What If World, helping out those in need, and learning about all the different imaginary creatures, places, and people you've ever dreamed up. There was just one thing he could never quite bring himself to explore, and that was the porcupine racetrack. Now, no one ever rode the porcupine racetrack, but somehow everyone knew it would take you to What Is World. And Candy the Kid knew that there were always lots of people on What Is World who needed help. So one day, he decided that even though he was a little scared, he was gonna finally ride the porcupine racetrack and find out more about this What Is World.
But Candy the Kid! You gotta at least tell your parents,
said Candy's butterscotch boots.
Why do you think I booked this hour in their conference room?
Said Candy the Kid, adjusting his dusty milk chocolate vest and pulling down low his 10-gallon of ice cream hat. Candy the Kid felt out of place in his parents' world. They not only owned the conference room he was sitting in, but the entire whirly-swirly candy cane tower that held the conference room. Never mind dozens of candy manufacturing factories all across the land.
Well, son, it's so nice of you to finally grace us with your presence,
said Queen Anne Cherry Cordial, a bright red cherry, robed in rich chocolate, with long, slender red cherry stems for arms and legs.
Hey there, Ma.
Our child ran off, leaving us to worry ourselves sick for years, and all we get is a hey there, Ma.
Hey there, Pa.
His father was Worthington Tea Original, a large caramel candy with a shiny, hard surface that reflected off his crinkly gold foil clothing until it was kinda hard to look at him.
Listen, Ma, Pa, I just wanted to tell you that I'm gonna take the porcupine racetrack to What Is World, and you might not see me for a while.
My baby's going to disappear to What Is World, a land full of hooligans.
I need to see what's out there.
And we need to do some hard parenting, apparently.
I mean, I know my name is Candy the Kid, but I'm practically a grown-up now.
And thus it is time for you to take your place as VP of bosses at Bakerroof Industries.
Bakerroof Industries doesn't need me.
And one day it might. And it's our job to push you into being the person you want to be.
But I don't want to be that person.
Okay, the person we want you to be.
But that's only because we know what's best for you.
Well, you can't force people into acting how you want them to act.
Nonsense. We do it all the time. We're very wealthy.
Okay, well, maybe you can sometimes, but you really shouldn't.
Well, until you're ready to take up your responsibilities as VP of bosses.
We're going to send you to your room without supper.
It's 2 p.m.
And we're taking away your butterscotch boots. They're a bad influence on you.
Oh, no!
You're gonna punish and isolate me in order to get me to behave better?
Yes, exactly. Guards, seize him!
And 2 burly, nutty, nougaty chocolate bar guards burst into the conference room, flexing their big peanut butter biceps and lunging for Candy the Kid. But it's hard to catch someone whose body is primarily cotton candy, and all they came up with were a couple of pinches of pink spun sugar. As Candy the Kid twisted out of their grasp, ran out of the conference room, dove out a honeycomb window, and started sliding down the sleek candy cane tower in his slick butterscotch boots.
That was close.
Don't worry, butterscotch boots. I ain't gonna let them lock you away, or me for that matter.
As Candy the Kid continued to slide down the very tall candy cane tower, he looked out over the wide what-if world and saw in the distance the porcupine racetrack that would lead him to freedom and new adventures.
What is world? Here I go.
It's like some kind of time vortex.
And it was at that moment, as you may have guessed, that Fred the Dog sent all of What If World through the time vortex, spitting out characters all over the multiverse.
Is this what is world?
Close. It's Mars.
Mars, like the candy bar?
Well, yeah, but also like the next planet over from Earth.
So, right universe, wrong planet? Well, that shouldn't be a problem. I just find some friendly space aliens, whip up a spaceship, and hop on over to Earth. See what all the hubbub's about.
I don't think so. Mars is uninhabited.
No life whatsoever.
There's some water ice at the North and South Poles, but that's about it.
Well, I'm gonna find a way off this planet faster than bubblegum loses its flavor. You mark my words.
But Candy the Kid had never been to What Is World before. In fact, the only reason his cotton candy body and butterscotch boots could survive the intense cold of Mars was because they were imaginary.
Are you saying I'm trapped here, Mr. Eric?
I mean, it was literally the what if question.
Oh, candy corn!
Candy the Kid!
This is all my parents' fault. If they'd have just given me their blessing, I could have come to What Is World on my own terms. And I got stuck on this astronomically interesting, but otherwise dull, lifeless rock.
And Candy the Kid, out of a lack of anything better to do, couldn't help imagining how else that conversation with his parents could have gone.
The first thing is, yes, I really like unicorns, and my what if question is, what if hats could fly?
Candy the Kid was sitting inside an upside down cowboy hat the size of a spaceship as it flew through the sky. Queen Anne Cherry Cordial and Worthington Tea Original sat beside him in silence.
Can't you see, Ma and Pa, this great big world we're flying through?
Oh, yes.
It's quite beautiful.
And yet there's this mysterious porcupine racetrack that runs through it all and all the way up and into outer space and into dimensions far beyond.
We're sitting here quietly in this flying hat. It's given me time to reflect.
And we should have listened to you. You're so wise, and we're so old and uncool.
How can we ever buy you enough puppies to make up for our boorish behavior?
You can't.
But you can try.
Puppies! Puppies galore!
You get a puppy! You get a puppy! I get a puppy!
Now, Butterscotch Boots, you do a great impression of my ma and pa, but flying hats or no, I still think they would have just locked me up for good.
Well, maybe not for good.
Hi, I'm Sarah. Something I like is playing with my dogs. My question is, what if food had feelings?
So, this is a sandwich shop that our son Candy the Kid saved from financial ruin,
said Queen Anne Cherry Cordial.
Yes, and this is their famous ham sandwich. Doesn't look like much to me, really.
They sat on a wooden picnic bench with a checkered red and white tablecloth, looking down at an admittedly sad ham sandwich on a paper plate.
Of course I'm sad. I've been estranged from my pickle children ever since you ordered me with no pickles.
Oh, now I realize that we've been very bad parents.
Oh, how I miss him. I'm going to free our son, and then we should banish ourselves to Mars forever.
Yes, only we got lost on our way to Mars.
Because Mars is hard to find. Otherwise, we would have rescued our son from there already.
Okay, this one's not making much sense there either, Butterscotch Boots.
That's it. You just need to make more sense.
Well, I remember when Reed asked, what if pencils were robots? Maybe a bunch of pencil robots could write down how I feel in a way they could finally understand.
And also, what if leaves became leaf giants? That's a question from Penny and Henry.
Do we really need to add on the extra question?
Yeah!
Okay. And you see, that there is how I feel and why we have never quite been on the same page about nothing,
said Candy the Kid, handing over a small novel written by robot pencils.
Well, I'm going to get to reading this. Straight away!
Nothing's more important to me than repairing my relationship with my son.
We'll buy you time by facing off this horde of leaf giants.
And Candy the Kid's Butterscotch Boots flew off his feet, flying, kicking, spinning, and can-canning away an endless legion of giant leaf creatures.
Wow, Butterscotch Boots, you really saved the day.
Yeah, and we bought you time to read the robot pencil novel. Oh, son, you know, we have a hard time admitting when we're wrong.
Indeed.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Is that it? That's the apology?
Apology? We haven't even officially said we were wrong about anything.
Yeah, I should have known you couldn't change.
Maybe we can't. But you won't know until you try.
We've made a lot of mistakes.
But if we can try loving you more than we love being right,
then maybe things could get better. I mean, they certainly couldn't get much worse.
Oh no! More leaf giants!
Okay, that's enough, you two.
And they were back on that lonely red planet. But Candy the Kid had come to a decision.
I'm gonna have an honest conversation with my parents.
Yippee!
Well, that was weird.
Sorry, all those what-if questions wore us out.
Yeah, where'd those questions come from anyway?
And Candy the Kid looked around. Maybe humans hadn't yet set foot on Mars, but this planet was still somehow teeming with imagination.
And where there's what if, there's gotta be.
Candy the Kid looked up into the clouds, and there, against all odds, he saw the rustle of a porcupine's quill-covered back.
The porcupine racetrack. It must run all the way through this universe.
That means...
It means it's my ticket home.
Now all Candy the Kid had to do was catch a cloud. So he started running up the side of the largest volcano in the solar system, Olympus Mons. 2.5 times the height of Mount Everest, as wide as the state of Arizona. If I described all the running and climbing, it would get pretty boring. But if I keep talking at this really fast, exciting pace, you'll feel the exhilaration he felt as he finally got to the top and saw that this gravity-defying porcupine racetrack ran right down into the heart of the volcano.
Well, either this takes us back to What If World,
or we see inside a cool volcano. Win-win!
I agree.
And Candy the Kid dove in the air to grab onto the back of one of these space porcupines. Something I don't recommend, by the way.
Unless you're made of cotton candy.
And down, down, down the space porcupine raced into darkness. And out. Into, well, slightly less darkness.
Hello? Is someone here? Should I fire up the rides?
Rides? Isn't this What If World?
Well, now that you're back, whoever you are.
I'm Candy the Kid.
And his butterscotch boots.
Doesn't ring a bell.
I'm a beloved but seldom used character and...
Forget it. Sorry, I'm the Krag and I'm kind of like the new rage and villainy. It's big responsibility. Got my own theme park.
That's all very impressive.
So where's everybody else?
You mean you don't know either?
Well, at least we all don't know together.
Yippee! Shucks.
The end. Do you think Candy the Kid and the Kragan have any chance of restoring What If World? Maybe they'll need help from some friends.
Or from some What If questions.
Well, thank you, Reed, Penny, Henry, Sarah, Jet, Eric, and David, for all your questions. And I hope you all enjoyed your story. I'd like to thank Karen O'Keefe, my co-creator, my producer, Miss Lynn, Craig Martinson for our theme song, and all you kids at home who practice telling others how you really feel. It's almost never easy, but it's almost always worth it. And until we meet again, keep wondering.